the shiftless art of watching dead things rising at the Louvre. The birds of paradise have grown beyond the reach of man, emitting chartreuse cries along the esplanade. The sands of time have worn so thin, the landlocked oarsmen cannot see them shift to fill our gowns with evening etiologies. Slipped beyond this breach of science, the hermaphrodite, perplexed by moonlight monoliths, distilling absent-mindedness like some anonymous Diana sipping Chardonnay, removes her pallium. Mid-April's unimpressionistic moods pattern the gallery with thought experiments whose frames defy the ancient law that keeps the painted clouds from raining. Shove it down your fluted throats. How cruel and ladylike they ram beyond the reach of reason. In a perfect world, the flaming of their surfaces would soothe the satyr's beveled tongue. You wouldn't need to hold my hand. But look, more visitors have come to touch the face preserved in wax. And tomorrow they will sigh, cede to the pleasure of your spectators. The dying slave revives long enough to wring his hands, and the gallery is smothered in a fog of instant ash, slit through the marble, verdant plumes, then numbingly sensation. The memory clings like an epithet's embrace to sink right back into stone. The slave imagines himself mastered by the angel maker, bruised, then rising like a blasted tree, or ebbed, unbuttressed from the blue.